Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Horses living in areas where sugarcane is cultivated may be more susceptible to disease spread by rats. Stay with us to find out more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui Jade Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Hey Keisha, me just a confront over HR. Don't forget to get me a passport in it, cause remember they need it for the business trip.
Jeez, you know said expire?
We really not have no time for go wait in line at Pika right now.
Away there, girl. Pika have a new convenient Dropbox service. All you have to do is just fill out the form, drop it off at the Pika office, and just use the courier service, make them deliver the passport to you when it's ready.
You lie.
It's true.
Ask about Pika's Dropbox and courier service at our head office in Kingston.
Health Promotion and Education Officer at the Westmoreland Health Department, Gerald Miller, says persons living in sugarcane cultivating areas may be more susceptible to contracting leptospirosis. Leptospirosis is an infectious disease caused by bacteria that could lead to possible fatal infection of the kidney, liver, brain, lung, or heart. Rats are one of the main vectors of the disease. Mr. Miller says while there is no great cause for alarm, it is important for the public to be sufficiently informed.
During the cane harvesting time, the rats normally migrate from the fields to homes. And one of the reasons why this is very common, they always set the canes on fire. So the rats are going to flee to places that are safer. And most times, their homes are the ideal place for them to seek refuge.
Veterinary Public Health Inspector at the Westmoreland Health Department, Jodian Harris, says while leptospirosis cannot be spread from human to human, it can be contracted through exposure to the urine or body fluids of infected animals. Domestic animals such as dogs, cattle, pigs, and horses can become infected from the rats.
If these animals are not properly managed, fed and stuff like that, and the germ gets into their food source or they get infected from whatever other sources, then they can also become a source of infection to us because we're in close contact with them. But primarily, rodents are the ones that have the germ carried around in their urine.
Veterinary Public Health Inspector at the Westmoreland Health Department, Jodian Harris. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Clarendon 4-H Clubs will be showcasing projects of the 4-H Clubs in the parish at its annual Parish Achievement Expo on Thursday, March 15, on the grounds of the Denby High School starting at 9 a.m. The day will also feature agro-processing displays from coconut, the product chosen by the Clarendon 4-H Clubs. The official ceremony begins at 10 a.m. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you back monkey, it will fight tiger. Translation, if you support a monkey, it will fight a tiger. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JSIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JSIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JSIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JSIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, support and encouragement boost people's confidence and they will embrace bigger and more rewarding challenges. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.